All right, so one of the many, many vendors at this year's Big Iron, one of them is Intelligent Ag, and joining me on the program is Chris Levesque. Did I do it right, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should turn your microphone up. Let's try that. There we go.
Yeah,
say right. Yes again so everybody knows I said it right.
Okay. Close enough.
close enough. Man, you're going to say it right. He's going to say close enough. All right, so tell us about your company, Intelligent Ag. What do you guys do, man?
Yeah, so Intelligent Ag has been around for the better part of a decade, maybe a little bit more. Fargo-based company.
Mm-hmm.
That includes every department of Intelligent Ag, essentially. Manufacturing done in town here. Engineering done in town. Sales.
Wow.
Headquartered here in town. What we do is technology in an aftermarket basis, essentially. So we find voids on an agricultural platform, no matter what it be. Based on customer input or something that we've determined ourselves, and come up with a solution and the best way to go about that. So information, how can we get it to you? I mean, equipment's getting larger. It's a lot to take care of, a lot to keep track of.
Equipment's getting big, man.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we're here to help, and we're here to give you that information right at your fingertips.
So, I mean, you talk to farmers on a daily basis, and we know a lot of farmers face a lot of challenges. We're looking at a possible one, another one right now. So what are some of the issues they talk to your team about?
Yeah, so this year in particular, spring was very challenging, mm-hmm. as we all know. Short windows. It seems like every year that window even gets shorter.
Yeah.
Weather always being a factor. So ultimately, who has time for downtime? That's how we look at it. Issue-wise, it's just as simple as that. How can we get the product to the field as quickly as we can and meet our targets?
How busy you guys stay?
Yeah. Very busy. Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, I mean, spring is kind of our main time of the year, but fall as well. I mean, things are kind of picking back up in certain parts of North America. Seeding is, mm-hmm. practices are coming back around again. So,
how big of an area does Intelligent Ag cover, and what are you willing to do to help people?
Yeah, so we cover all of North America currently.
All of North America?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
You got it. Yep. Lots of business in Canada. Lots of business. We do have some facets of the company that reach worldwide,
mm-hmm.
but our main gamut is North America.
Now, how long has the company been around?
About a decade.
About a decade, yep. Now. And like you said, you guys are you're staying pretty damn busy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's no shortage of products that we move and people that need them.
What kind of technology? You're talking technology, and, you know, the equipment that farmers use now, and it's just mind-blowing what farmers have. So what kind of technology, work with these farmers on their equipment?
Yeah, so our staple product is blockage monitors for air seeders. And now that's not limited to any color of air, mm-hmm. seeder. That's all retrofits, all aftermarket. It works for all. So it's as simple as something as a stethoscope, right? If you think of what the doctor uses, that's what we're using to detect blockages or product flow in your air system on your air seeder. So ultimately reading the impact on that plate, processing that auditory information, getting it to what we call kind of a computing modem, our brain box, essentially, and then that's transmitted wirelessly to the cab.
Jeez. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very popular product, and it works well. It fills the voids of other, like the competitors' products that don't really stand up to our standards and how we operate.
So you guys, what you're saying is you got the highest standards and the best standards out there.
That's what we're saying.
So you're out here at Big Iron. How busy has your booth been, man?
It's been busy. Lots of traffic. You know, it's kind of caught at just the right time of the year where everybody's kind of in between harvests and can have some time to come visit.
Because technology is always changing, this equipment is always changing from year to year. I mean, it's got to be tough keeping up on the latest, man.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. It's a team of people that are just always monitoring, have an ear to the ground. What's the next thing? What's the next thing for us, and where are these voids that we can fill?
So what does your team do? Because it sounds like you guys got different teams at Intelligent Ag.
Yeah. So the team that I manage is actually the product specialist team. So if you call our support line, you're getting myself or one of the other.
Wait a minute. You call a number and a human being answers? Holy smokes, man.
That's right. Yep.
And wow.
Typically somebody that is in your area, too.
And knows what they're talking
and
about.
Knows what they're talking about, yeah.
Wow.
No, we're a very product-forward company and, in turn, a customer-forward company. We do go the extra mile to make sure everybody has a great experience with our products.
That's cool. Now, if people can't make it out to Big Iron and stop at your booth, how can they see you? Or
yeah,
how can
absolutely.
They find you?
IntelligentEgg.com is our website. We are on every social media platform. We do work with some egg influencers on YouTube. I'm sure some people have heard of Welker Farms as a big proponent of our products. And,
okay.
And we love working with them.
Fantastic. Chris, thanks for swinging by. And you guys are busy out here. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes telling us about Intelligent Ag. And again, website is just what? IntelligentEgg.com, right?
Absolutely.
That's simple. All right. Thanks, brother.
Well, thanks, Jay.
You got a WDAY time, 4:20 right now. Take a break. Come back. More from Big Iron from the Brenco building. Also, Brenda Elmer, Executive Director, North Dakota Corn Growers Association, and how concerned they are and what this would mean for the corn growers and others in ag if this rail strike happens. Deadline coming up Friday. She'll join me about 4:30 this afternoon. We'll check in with Justin Storm, get the weather. Young Ty Schoenert running the newsroom. We'll get a news update from him as well. Got a ton of stuff coming up. Again, if you want to go to tonight's races at the Red River Valley Speedway, Big Iron Race tonight, I've got a stack of tickets here at my table at the Brenco building. Come on out, grab some tickets. I still got WDAY baseball caps, courtesy of Brenco as well. I'll be out here till 5. Jay Thomas Show.